Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 7 February 2022. Welcome to tonight's program. We got a very special guest on tonight that I'm excited to bring up tonight. She taught me something last week I had no idea about, and I'll tell you about it in a minute because, I mean, maybe a lot of y'all know this. I did not know this. I knew that we were in somewhat of a cage, but I didn't have the idea how much of a cage we were in. Before we get to our guest, though, prayer request tonight again for John and Judy. You know, Crystal's mom and dad. Judy is gaining strength. John is slightly better, still in the hospital. But got a ways to go, folks. Keep him in your prayers, please. You know that when they put him in the remdesivir, what it could do to the body. I'm praying, the Lord, that he'll get him through it and get him back home. But keep John and Judy both in your prayers. Also, everyone that knows Phil Hudock. Phil Hudock is our producer, does all the DVDs, videos, produces all the programs on the internet and computer, all the place. Phil's wife, Lynn, and his daughter, Natalie, both are sick. So keep them in your prayers also, please. And one more prayer request. Frankie Valens, man I've known now for several years. Maybe y'all knew Frankie back in the 60s with all the pop music hits. Frankie Valens, his wife, Phyllis, is in the hospital, ill. She fell in the shower in the hospital and couldn't get up, and finally they found her in the shower. She had a bump in the back of her head. They had a CAT scan. I don't know the results of that yet, but keep Phyllis in your prayer. Frankie and Phyllis have been friends of ours for a lot of years, and he's been on this program several years back with some of his music he played for us. And folks, there's a lot of people here right now that need their prayers and are hurting that we don't even know about. But you prayer warriors, and I have confidence in your prayers. I know you prayer warriors out there tonight on your knees, earnestly seeking the will of our Father, if they touch these people and heal them and make them whole in every way possible. If they're not born-again believers, pray first, folks, for their souls. All these I know right now are born-again believers, but please keep in your prayers for those that maybe are not. Buying these here, that's healed, that's for sure, but nothing is as serious as a soul that needs healed and made whole also. And we are still going to offer that packet we've been offering now for the last couple of weeks. Many people are ordering the packet, folks. If you're willing to read 80 to 90 pages, you're going to find out about the coronavirus. You're going to find out about the Omicron, where the name come from. You're going to find out where a scientist back 100 years ago or better said that they're going to invent a vaccine that will take the desire from man to know God out of the man's DNA. That, of course, they didn't know what DNA was back then, but that's more or less what he said. And now they're working at it, folks. The vaccines do take the name of God out of your DNA. Now, that is a scientific fact to replace something else. All this is available, 80, 90 pages worth of information to make copies of, share with your friends. And a DVD comes with it on a teaching I did entitled Defiling the Temple and what I believe the way the Mark the Beast is going to work in its entirety, at least a huge part of it. All that, folks, donation $25-$30 where you can afford. We'll mail it to you right away, but just tell Lisa that you want to pack it. A DVD, you'll get it. You can call at 800 4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa that you want to pack it, use a credit card, debit card, whatever you want to do, or write a check to us. Call and get our address. We want you to have that packet to share with your family and friends. Now, folks, if you cannot afford the packet, but you want it for your family and friends, you just let us know. We'll send it to you at no charge. The only reason I ask anything for it is because it costs so much to get it out of here. I mean, 89 pages of paperwork plus a DVD, folks, adds up to quite a bit of money in postage, plus the time and all it takes to get it put together. But if you want it, you can't afford it, let us know. A packet, I think, is very, very important. And you can get it again at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And I told you we have REM sleep in. I'm going to announce it, folks, as long as it lasts. It's gone out of here at a pretty fast rate. REM sleep is a product that I've used now for, 3 to 4 years? Two a night to help me relax, folks. It does not make you sleep. It's all natural. It helps you relax so you can sleep. For those who have trouble sleeping, I would highly recommend REM sleep to you. It won't hurt you. Everything in is good for you. But it can help you relax. I take it myself, 2 capsules a night, and I take it about 8 o'clock in the evening. By the time I get off the air, about an hour and a half later, I may go to bed and totally relax. It's available, folks, the cheapest price I ever had it, $12.50 a bottle delivered. That includes shipping. $12.50 delivered to your door while they last. And they're going out here pretty rapidly, so I will get them as soon as I could. I'll announce it for a while, as long as we have them in stock, but I don't know how long it's going to last. But if you like the product, get it while you can, because once this is gone, I'm 99% sure we'll get more of it in. So if you want it, let us know. Just let us know right away. Our guest tonight, her name is Stacy Stein. Stacy was at Bard's Fest last August. Remember, we went out here at the Bard's Fest. We spoke there. And I never got to meet Stacy in person. But I know that she was there as a videographer. She was running the drones to video the event from the air. And she's an expert in that area. But she was running some things while she was there. It opened her eyes to a lot of different things, and she started down a rabbit hole she hadn't found the bottom of yet, folks. Tonight we're going to talk about something brand new to me called neo-fencing. That's right, we're fenced in. We are fenced in literally, well, not with a barbed wire, with the technology that you're just not going to believe. And Stacy, welcome to the next program.
Well, thank you, Pastor Butch. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, it's an honor. It really is a blessing. And before we get into the details about what you learned, tell the folks a little bit about Stacy. Who is Stacy? Where'd you come from? What do you do?
Well, I'm currently living in Texas, in Copperas Cove. It's right outside of Fort Hood Army Post. I'm helping my daughter out, and she's active duty Army, and she's one of my pilots. So it's nice to be able to build a business with her. But I've done a lot of things in my life. I mean, I was in the military. I was in the ministry. I was a dog trainer. And then my daughter said we should become pilots. And so I became an FAA drone pilot. That's kind of where I landed.
Explain to us what an FAA drone pilot is.
Okay. So the FAA monitors all of the pilots and the air traffic controllers and the airspace to keep everything safe. So there's different types of pilots, you know, so you could be a chopper pilot, you could be a private pilot that might fly a Cessna or a Beaver, you could be a jet pilot, you could be a jumbo jet, you could be commercial. And then there's something that's called small UAS. So it's a small unmanned aerial system, and that's a drone. So I do small ones, which will be under 50 pounds, but there are big ones when you think of, like, the military with the Predator drone that flies around the world. And they have, like, they have fighter pilots that are in a, you know, simulator that are making that thing move. I don't have to do that. I can do it on my phone with a specific app that connects to my drone software. And so I can launch and I can fly around and it takes beautiful videos. So it's been really, really fun.
You know, I had no idea that you had to have a license to fly those. I did not know that.
Well, originally it started out where everybody was doing it for fun. And then they were like, okay, this is kind of getting out of control because we can go up to 400 feet And you can't have people that are in the glide path when planes are landing or taking off. You know, we're not allowed to be within 5 miles of an airport. So they really needed to get some structure for us. And I'm really glad they do. A lot of people will say, oh, this is so wrong that we have to have an ID and we have to have a license. And I'm like, well, if you were doing everything right, you wouldn't be worried about it. It's all about safety. You know, so they're transitioning right now. I chose to take the test through the FAA, so I have the same license as every other pilot. If you look at it, it's just it says that I'm rated for a drone, where someone else may be rated for a commercial, you know, jumbo jet. So it's kind of neat to be in the world of pilots now.
I did not know. I knew that they had regulated some because people were actually being foolish with them or causing problems for airlines. I know that. And it's a shame that people do that, because if they didn't do that, we wouldn't have to be regulated so highly. But that's just the way it is. So you have been doing this for how long now?
Not even a year. I'll be a year in March is when I got licensed. So
and you
we kind of hit the ground running. Oh, no, I just hit the ground running. I mean, I got it in March, and then I did Bard's Test in August.
And apparently you enjoy it. You seem like it's something that you really enjoy doing, and that's great. So you started working at Bard's Fest, and obviously you videoed a lot of the fest from the air, but that's not our topic tonight. That's not what we're going to talk about, folks, because this is going to get so interesting. Now, I'm going to take off now from the beginning where you started off me and what you found out while you were at Bard's Fest. And what got you involved in figuring out what neo-fencing is? Go ahead and share that, please. That's so important and so unbelievable. Go ahead.
Okay. So I went to Bard's Fest and got there a day before everyone else on Wednesday because, you know, I wanted to, we call it walking the grid. So you walk around, you're looking for, like, power lines and trees so that you don't crash into those things. And then I always like to pray over it because I know that this was a Christian revival. And so then I was going to do some test flights. So I did all of that. And when I set up my drone and did my pre-launch check and my pre-flight check, I was trying to get it to launch, and I couldn't get the drone to launch. It wouldn't take off. So I kind of hit a moment of panic. You know, here I am, and I've got to, you know, I want to do a good job, and I can't get the thing to fly. So I kind of worked through it, and I found out that there was a geofence that was preventing me from flying. So a geofence is something that the FAA can put into place or the drone manufacturers can put into place, but it's all about safety. And I knew we were about 5 miles from St. Louis Airport. That's where the festival was, and we were in the glide path, so you could see the big jets coming in to land. But I had already gotten authorization from the FAA to fly. So I was kind of like, how come it's not flying? And it turned out it was the software. So I just had to, you know, tell the drone that I had authorization from the FAA, and then I was able to fly. So we made it through that, and we did some beautiful footage, and we had a great time learning. And while we were there, we got called by the security team to do some security, and we got to do reconnaissance and check out a ridge because they weren't able to access it. And then we got to fly overwatch, which means you fly the drones outside when Mike Lindell was speaking so that we could make sure that he was safe. So we were kind of being the eyes in the sky. So that was really exciting for us. But when the event was over, I got with my pilots, and we always go through and say, okay, what did we do wrong? What can we do better? What new checklist do we have to have? What did we forget to bring? You know, just to try and make the next mission more efficient. And the first thing was they go, we need to know what are the geofences and how do we, you know, get the authorization so that we can fly in an area that has a geofence.
Well you,
so
you know, you said something. You said something that you had to tell the drone it was okay. I mean, that boggles my mind there. You had to tell the drone like it's a living entity. It's okay, go there. Wow.
Well, it turns out that these drones, especially this one, it's called a DJI. It's out of China, but they're the number one manufacturer. And so its software, it has its own version of the airspace. So, like, we know the FAA has its version of airspace. It has, like, Class A, Class B is a busy airport, Class C, Class D. You know, there's a Class E and a Class G, and I'm a Class G. That means I get to kind of fly everywhere else where there's not the other classes. So, you know, that way everybody knows that you stay out of their airspace, okay? Well, it turned out that the DJI manufacturers and programmers, they made their own version of it and installed that into the software of the drone. So although the FAA, they told me I could fly, the DJI software didn't know I could fly because they were trying to do their own monitoring of airspace. So that's where I had to go in and tell it how to fly. So we're getting away from the DJIs. We're trying to buy a new drone that's called a Skydio so that we, because that's all American. I'm like, I think we need an American drone. So that's wow. where we're going with that. Yeah.
Well, you continue. Go ahead. I mean, this, folks, this gets better and better. Go ahead.
Okay. So the geofence is exactly that. It is geo-coordinates, which means it's physical coordinates around an area. So it could be around an airport. It could be around a building. This fencing could be around your home. Okay? Now, you can't see it and you can't feel it, but it is there, and it's like an electronic barrier. Okay? So it's called a geo fence. And so what happens on this is, I noticed that when I went down the rabbit hole that the geofence coordinates can be written into the software or the code of an app that's on your phone. So whether you have an Android or an iPhone, it doesn't matter. You know, you might have a Walmart app on your phone, or you might have a Costco app or a Starbucks app, right? And that's supposed to be convenient for you, where you pull up the app, you order your drink, and you can pay through the app, okay? Well, I discovered that the geofence coordinates are written into that app. So let's just take Walmart, for example. All right, if you downloaded the Walmart app onto your phone, you've pretty much given permission for the geofence to work. And this geofence through that Walmart app will work whether you're using it or whether it's in the background. Okay, so once you have the app, that geofence is working. So an example would be, let's say you're driving around doing errands on the weekend and you're headed towards Walmart. You're not going to stop there, but you have to go past it. When you breach the geofence that you didn't even know was there, your phone app will trigger and it will send out a text message or an SMS message to you. And it might be like, hey, customer appreciation, 25 cents off a gallon of gas. And so then you're thinking, well, yeah, I could top it off. And so you pull into Walmart and you fill up your tank. So it was used to lure you into buying something at Walmart. And so you think, okay, no big deal. That's just marketing, right? I mean, business is business, okay?
Sure.
But then I discovered, like with Starbucks. So let's say I love Starbucks, but the Coffee Bean is closer, right? And I'm in a hurry. So I'm like, okay, I'll just go to the Coffee Bean and I'll just get my coffee because I got to get to work. Well, as I get closer to Coffee Bean and I breach the geofence, that will trigger the app. And a message will come up, but the message will say, hey, it's your lucky day at Starbucks. Come in for a free coffee. So I'm going to, like, go to Starbucks, right, for the free coffee? The point is, Starbucks put in their app the coordinates for the Coffee Bean. So when you go to their competitor's site and breach that geofence, they can send you a message to lure you back. So now it goes,
that
like,
is
deeper.
Keep going.
Right?
This is so
interesting.
Kind of
like
keep
you're
going.
Stealing
keep going.
Customers. You're stealing
exactly.
customers. You know, now it's, and here's what I found. There is nobody controlling this. Okay? You don't have to own the building, the land, the property, or the airspace. I could write an app I'm not good at it, but I could probably do it. And I watched a YouTube video that in 30 minutes you could learn how to put the geofence coordinates into that app. Then you got to get a lot of people to download the app. So that's probably why it's only the bigger companies that have these geofences, is because you would want it for convenience to shop at Walmart or to get your coffee or whatever. If I had the Stacy app, nobody would want it. You know, I mean, not a lot
of
people.
Right.
So you have to get a lot of people to want it, and they download the app. So anybody can do it. That's what kind of worries me, is the fact that there's geofences everywhere, and I may not even know it because I don't really do a lot of apps on my phone. But there's some people that live and die for the apps on their phone.
Well, they
do. Everything is done by their phone.
Tell us the story about what. Tell us a story about what happened to you at the airport when you try to get an Uber ride.
Okay.
This is unbelievable. Go ahead.
It's unbelievable. It is. In two ways. In the fact that I'm not very good with my phone, and the fact that there was geofencing. So I flew into St. Louis Airport, and I was trying to get an Uber to get me to the Bard's Fest Festival site. And I'd only done it once, but I had the Uber app on my phone, and the credit card was attached. I'm like, okay, I can do this. So I started going through the app, and I got through two pages, and then it errored out. And I was like, okay, maybe I did something wrong. So I tried again, and then out of frustration, I saw a young lady. She's in her 20s or so. She was at the bus stop, and I go, I don't mean to be stupid, but I'm not very good with my phone, and I can't get this Uber app to work. Have you ever used it? Do you know how? And she's like, oh, yeah, I got this. So she uses my phone, and she's going through the app, and she can't get past the second page either. And she's like, I don't know why. It should go to this next page where it asks for your credit card, and then you should be good to go, and we can't get there. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I just took a taxi. All right. Well, then when I was doing my deep dive on geofences, it turns out the reason the Uber and Lyft apps don't work at certain airports is because the taxi drivers union has a contract with the airport to be the only supplier of that service. So even though Uber and Lyft know that they can't go there, right, because there's probably some ruling or city ordinance that says they can't go and pick up clients at the airport, there's not really a way to enforce it because they're just in normal cars, right? So what the airport did is they put a geofence up so that when you try and use your Uber or Lyft app on your phone, the geofence disables it and you cannot contact Uber or Lyft for their services. You are forced to use the taxi cab companies that the airport contracted with.
So what this does is lock you out of getting anything mm-hmm. other than what they want you to get. Now, folks, understand this. This is, again, it's not a real physical fence, but it's a fence that would not let her get outside the airport to order an Uber ride. Now, I did not know this capability was out there. So go ahead. This is so interesting. What else did you run into?
So, you know, at first you just think, okay, you know, if they're just trying to use you for marketing, that's fine. And, you know, if they're going to start locking me out that I can only use their, you know, contractor, that kind of makes me mad because I feel like we have freedom of choice and our whole country was built on capitalism, not on unions and contracts, you know. So the fact that I didn't get to choose kind of made me a little bit upset on that one. Well, then I realized that there's three different types of geofencing. So there's a geofence, which is a big area. So think 50 meters to 50,000 meters, okay? And that geofence is going to use the GPS system. So that's going to use the satellite. So your phone is pinging to the satellite so that when you breach that geofence, that's how it knows. Okay. Then there's another one called geotargeting. It's kind of the moderate one.
Let me ask you a question very quickly here. How did they set that up? Mm-hmm. How did they regulate the distance? I mean, how did they apply for the application to do it? I mean, how does this work?
I'm not sure on the satellites, but I mean, we have a ton of satellites that have been put up in the last few years Elon Musk, and it's part of the Starlink, you know, system, which some people would say, oh, that's great. And I'm looking at it going, that's a lot of satellites up there. You know, is this that we need it for our phones, or is this that we need so many of them for them to track us and everywhere we're going? I mean, sooner or later,
the point of it is they can literally set those up without permission. There's no permit needed for that, right?
Right. I mean, they've already got the satellite up there, so then all they have to do is write the coordinates of the 50,000 meters into that phone app, so that when you breach it, it'll know because of the satellite, and then you know, it either is going to trigger something, which is like maybe some marketing, or it's going to prevent you from doing something. And either way, right now it seems pretty innocent, but I could see, like, when you look at China and how they're tracking people and facial recognition and how there's a social credit score, I could see where it could get pretty ugly as far as controlling. Like, you can't go in this area, your credit card won't work for food. You know, they could geofence you and not let you, use your phone to pay or use a credit card to pay. So,
I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but this is so interesting. How did they determine the bounds, or do they determine the bounds, how far they're allowed to go out and reach and geofence an area? Like you said, if you go to Walmart, they'll put up something and say, come in, see us, get saved on gasoline. Mm-hmm. What limits the bounds for that?
Well, I think it depends. So, like, the middle geofence is about 20 to 50 meters, and it's based off global positioning, native positioning. Or you can have a little geofence inside of a store that is using beacons. And so that goes off of the Bluetooth of your phone. So I think it's all about the phone. If you have your phone in the store and it's on Bluetooth, it'll pick up the beacon, and the beacon will track which department you're in, because Bluetooth on your phone.
The tracking the store, and for what purpose?
Well, for a couple things. That one's mostly marketing, but it does get into some big manipulation. So, I mean, if you're in the men's clothing area and you're looking at a suit, they can have that beacon and the geofence around that mannequin, and so then all of a sudden it pops up that that suit is on sale for, $199 versus $599. So they're kind of manipulating your desires and what you buy, but they can also track you. So let's say if I'm in a store and I go to, like, the sporting goods section, and I go a couple times, but I don't ever buy anything out of the sporting goods section, they'll be able to know that because they tracked it. And so then maybe they're going to push out a marketing saying, hey, next time you buy something from the sporting goods, you're going to get 50% off.
Hang on to the break. Folks, this is interesting. If you have any questions next half hour, give us a call. This is way above my pay grade. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. This is so interesting. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we're back. You've been talking to Stacy Stein about geofencing. And I had no idea this stuff existed. Now, if you want to call and have any questions, please do so, because this is way, like I said, way beyond my pay grade. I don't want questions to ask this necessarily. But for you technical informed people out there, technically informed people, give us a call at 844-769-2944. We're talking during the break that we said she just sort of kind of stumbled into this. Now, we know there was no stumbling into it. This was God's direction for her to do something to expose this. But it just happened by God's hand, we'll say by chance, that she was in the airport trying to get an Uber ride. Who would have thought anything about that? I mean, you couldn't get out and find out that you're blocked from getting out. And that just is a really astounding to me that they can do that and make you have to order something from right there where you are. You don't have a choice in the matter. This is already been confirmed. You're going to have to order through their taxi company there in the airport. You cannot do anything outside their desire for you to do it. And I know that sounds really weird, folks, but it's really happened. It's really true. This is not something we're making up. This is all fact. Now, if you want to call, like I said, give us a call at 844-769-2944. Now you were talking. Go ahead and tell about other things that you discovered since you started looking into this, because this is absolutely fascinating.
Well, remember when I had kind of mentioned that the last few examples have been out in the real world. So it'd be around an airport as the geofence, or around a building perhaps. But I'm telling you, the evil ones of this world have taken it to a new level. And they sell it to us under the guise of convenience or safety. So I'm going to tell you about two more that I found. One is the Nest thermostat. So it's a thermostat that, you know, you put in your house, and it's a smart thermostat. So it'll control the AC and the heater for you. And so you install it, you download the app on your phone. It's kind of cool. You know, you can just sit and look at your phone and make the heat go up or go down. You don't have to get up and do it manually, okay? Well, what happens is when you leave your house and you're a certain distance, probably out of the driveway, if you haven't turned down the heat while you're gone, the the Nest thermostat will do it for you. So how does it know that you've left your house? It knows that because your house has now become the geofence. So when you get this thermostat, the geofence is the perimeter of your house, and then you have the app on your phone. So when you leave your house, it triggers the app, and the app will turn the heat down or the AC down or whatever it does to try and be efficient, and that's how they sell it to you. But really, you're being fenced. You're fenced in. That there is a you know, a system that knows when you leave and when you don't leave. And now it's controlling your heat or your air. You know, so that one kind of threw me. And then I saw the Ring doorbell app. And I guess, you know, you've got the special doorbell and you've got an app on your phone. And when someone rings the doorbell, you can just look at your phone and you can see, because you set up cameras. So now I can see who's at the front porch, and I can, like, talk to them through my phone, and there's a speaker on the porch, you know. And so I'm kind of, like, vetting them.
But you know, that's so handy. That's so handy. I mean, it really, you know, that'll keep people from robbing you. I mean, this sounds so handy to have. Makes you feel safer, doesn't it?
It does, and I think that's where they go. But what I see is it's keeping us socially distant. I mean, come on, when we were kids, when the doorbell rang, we were, like, running down the hall and to the front door, you know? Like, we wanted to see who was there. We
sure.
wanted to see our
sure.
friends, or even to be close to people. And now it's like nobody, it just seems like a lot of people are like, oh, the 6 feet apart, because they bought into that whole scandemic kind of thing. You know, and now it's like, oh, I don't even want to come to the door to talk to you. I mean, when you think about the amount of break-ins, that's probably very, very low percentage compared to all of the good people that you let into your house, right?
That's very true, very true, yes.
I think they're always trying to push the fear on us, so then we will go ahead and do these things for safety. But now there's a geofence, and this fence, is it keeping the bad guys out or is it keeping us in?
Because we're afraid
to even go to the door.
I guess it's kind of both. It's getting us used to the idea of being policed and monitored. Because you know, Stacey, it makes sense. If they know to turn your thermostat down or your air up or whatever, they know where you are. They know where you are and mm-hmm. that you're moving and you're traveling. And whenever you have that information on your phone to shut your front door, I mean, it makes you feel secure. It also builds a fence between you and that person, because it's almost like total mind control.
Almost. Yeah.
That is amazing.
I know.
Go ahead.
The same thing. And when you think about, I don't know if your people know Klaus Schwab. You know.
Oh yes.
I mean,
oh yes. Very
huge...
much. Yes. Yes.
So he's like a pretty nasty globalist. That's a nice
yes,
way
he
for
is.
Me to say it. Is a nasty globalist. And he said at the economic summit that we would all be controlled by borders. And when I first heard that, I was thinking, yeah, like Europe, you know, because like all those little countries have borders and you know, you got to show passports and stuff to get from one to the other, you know. But what if, you know, what's a border? Is it a geofence? Because we're being controlled by borders. I was controlled at the airport by a border or a geofence that I couldn't get the taxi. I had to use a taxi cab, not an Uber. And then you're controlled, you know, as far as what the temperature in your house is by a border, because when you leave, then the thermostat will change that. You know, so it's almost like he was talking about geofences when he said that.
Well, you know, I had no doubt that's part of it. That, and I'm sure he didn't clarify that to explain what that was. But it makes perfect sense. If they know where you are at all times, and they are more or less controlling your life by knowing your locations, and they know how much you drive and all about you, what you buy, all that's done. And the more you do online, the more you use your iPhone, the more you're tracked and monitored. So that is a fence. And as you said, what better way to set up a social credit score like China has? You know, where you did this, you bought too much of that, or you're a diabetic and you bought some cake, you shouldn't do that, so we're going to cut out some of your benefits. This is all possible, is it not?
I believe it is, and I believe they're going to it. I think China was the test run, you know, because they are communists, so you don't really have any free will. But with us, they're seeing how far they can get. And when so many people just bowed down and obeyed during this, you know, this scare of 2020, you know, and now people are still wearing triple masks outside, and you know,
people are still
going crazy with this vaccine. And you know, I was going to talk to the frontline doctors, but what if? And I mean, I didn't get the jab. I won't do it. I'm a cancer survivor, so I'm like, if I can beat cancer, I don't care about this little virus.
Amen.
I can beat it,
amen.
Right? So
right.
I didn't do it. But we know that there's nanotechnology in the in some of the vaccine, and some of the frontline doctors have proven that. So nanotechnology, right? Those are little computers. They're little metal computers. And when you look at what they look like under a microscope, they look like a fence, like a chain link fence. So what if that nanotechnology is the fence or the geofence around your heart, right? Your height is, your heart is, you know, electrical impulses, right? So is that why people are just dropping dead? Athletes on the field and the court?
That's a good possibility. What we do know, the 5G, now they're working on 6G, has connected a lot of people to it because of the carbon put into the shot, the little nanobots actually in there. This has been proven, folks. This has been proven. They're in there, and you can find that on our website, PastorButch.com. Look under COVID or health news and find the information about what's in those shots and how it's going to make you a cyborg. And that's one of the goals. The Gates has said it. Others have said this. They want to be a cyborg. So, you're right, very much right, Stacey. This is tying us into the computer one world data system, the Internet of Things, is it not?
Well, I think so. And when you look at, like, the five main strategies that Satan has to, you know, what their goal is, Satanists, and their goal is to, you know, kill, steal souls, and destroy lives. And one of the strategies is to sever our connection to God and to God's creation. So what do? Now we all live on our phones. We live through apps. We're afraid to answer the doorbell. We stay 6 feet apart. Now we're just going to not work a job and get paid free money, and then we're just, you know, going to live in our computer games and in our meta world that they want. I think they're trying to test to see if they can get us into the transhuman mindset. Unfortunately, half our country is going there.
Absolutely,
so,
it is. And you know, and what's really sad, they're going there voluntarily, and they're excited about it because they think it's something that's going to be so convenient. And look, we all do. I mean, gee whiz, I can be 500 miles away, and I can see who's ringing my doorbell. I can check security in the house. How convenient is that? I can turn the thermostat down. I can check. You know, this is so convenient. And, folks, why do you think people are going to be duped into taking the mark? It's buying and selling. It's a commercial mark, no doubt about it. But it's going to lock you into a system where you can't buy and sell without it. That is computer database systems. Let's go to phones real quick. Let's take a call right here from West Virginia. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Bud. Do you remember in the movie Minority Report where...
Oh, yes.
I forget the character's name, and he was walking through a store and using the retina to scan in his eyes... And they're calling out all these sales deals.
Yep, I remember that. I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Okay, cell phones almost the same thing. And I know some people who are, well, the mark of the beast is when they push a microchip in you. But the word of God says in Revelation 13, in the right hand, in the forehead. What's in a right hand? A cell phone.
A cell phone. Exactly.
Yeah, and what's in our
there's the last teaching, Joe, we did at church. You remember the teaching we did on defiling the temple and what's in the shot and how it changed the name, takes the name of God out of you and puts another name, something else in, doesn't say what it was, but that could be the name of the beast, the number of his name. So these things are for real.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely for real. And I believe that, as your guest said, social distancing, I think social distancing has been practiced for several years before 2020. Because, you know, you go someplace and you see people on little cell phones. I see children on tablets as early as 4 years old.
We
don't know how to socialize. You know, your guess was right. We don't know how to talk. Men and women don't know how to be husband and wives to each other anymore. And they don't, you know, the whole life is built around technology. And Satan is the master builder of technology. He can't see beyond the corn stalks. If he's standing in the cornfield, he can't see any further than above it. Well, he needs a technology to set up his, you know, final stages of his kingdom. That's it, right there.
Well, we certainly see it come together at a very rapid rate, Joe. And Joe, in our lifetimes, this world's changed so much, it's unbelievable.
Well, I remember in our lifetime, we used to stick a finger in a hole and dial a phone number.
Yeah.
I mean, television was, like in my home growing up on a farm, I think I was a teenager when we got the first television set. And we didn't sit and watch it every day. It wasn't important. We went out and played. And if we didn't have friends to play, we went out and created our own play. Today, everything's based on their cell phone. I mean, even children having these things. And I'm talking children in the grade school system. They're packing an Android with them. Everything's based on technology. And that, to me, is, I'm going to say, the mark of the beast system.
It's a beast system. It's no doubt connected. About it is. No doubt. No doubt.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say, Joe?
I'm just going to say this. People, get your spiritual house in order. Jesus is coming back soon. I don't know when. But you don't want to be the one that's caught like a thief. He is coming back. Be ready.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. Any comments on that before we move any further, Stacy?
Well, yeah. Actually, I mean, I agree with the mark of the beast with the cell phone. You know, we just, some people are taking it literally, and we have done quantum leaps in the technology field. So there's not even, you know, a question in my mind. But as far as this spiritual battle, the spiritual warfare, you know, I was led to bring this out to you guys because I feel like a lot of people aren't prepared for this war. And, you know, I hear people say, oh, we've got the full armor of God. I'm like, great. Okay, but the armor doesn't save you. It's the training and the experience and what you do that saves you in a war, not just the Kevlar, right? And I think these apps are kind of Luciferian or satanic hooks that are in us that are causing chinks in our armor. And so then you're going to go up against the big dogs, you know, like the devil, and you're going to be like, I'm going to cast out demons. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, you're going to get hurt. You know, because we're not ready. Everything is in this other world of electronics and computers and phones and stuff. And I want people to really consider to get as many apps off your phone as possible. You know, it doesn't hurt to go to the bank and you can get your own cash out. You can actually plan ahead. You know, everything doesn't have to be done on a phone. I mean, Pastor Butch and I, we did it old school. I mean, right? I mean, we wrote out checks.
Yeah,
and you had to go
exactly.
Get money orders to pay bills, and you knew how much money to spend at the grocery store, and you paid cash. And, you know, I mean, we got up and turned the thermostat on or off if we were lucky enough to have central heat and air, you know? So I kind of think going backwards a little bit is a more godly way to exist, and I think Joe was right. You know, we got to get our house in order. You got to be right with God, you know, and if you don't know that God's our general in this war, then, you know, I'm sure Pastor Butch can help you, you know, lead you to the Lord, but we got to get that right. We got to start reading scriptures. We got to start, you know, praying more, and, you know, we're not just going to wait around for the end times, you know, once saved, always saved. God is going to save me. I think God wants us to be warriors. But I think he needs us
Absolutely.
To be good warriors that are prepared.
Well, he expects us to be wise in what we're doing. And, folks, I had no idea of this. And we're running out of time so quickly here. We'll take another phone call. Then I've got a couple questions I want to ask you. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor.
You
mentioned everything but but cars. They've got all these cars are going to have kill switches in them. They're going to be able to shut you off. And then there's this new thing out of China where they've got these robots with artificial wombs. So you can have the robot have the baby for you.
Yeah. I haven't seen that. That doesn't surprise me,
I
haven't seen
that. I saw that. I saw that this weekend. I'll see if I can find it again. Yep. Artificial wombs.
Well, these are things.
I was thinking about this the other day, and everybody says, well, we want the next generation to, you know, do better than we did, you know, be more successful than us and have more money and all of this. And we forgot that the first thing you have to do is be close to God and to have people in your life.
Very true. Very true.
You know, all these computers and stuff, these people don't know who they're talking to. They don't. They type in there these message boards and this and that and Twitter, and they don't know who they're telling, what they're doing. And they just, it's okay, because there's nothing I can do.
The world become a very... The world become a very impersonal place to be. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do with people-to-people communications and fellowship. That's why they try to shut down churches. That's why they try to shut down churches, because they want, we're commanded to fellowship together, and they don't like that. They try to shut them down, and many of them follow along with them. That's where we are. They want to cut off the fellowship we have with other people. Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely
exactly
right.
Exactly where we are.
Okay.
All right, Pastor, I will let you
good,
go on this.
Good call. Thank you. Good call. Before I go to the next caller here, I want to ask a very quick question here, Stacey, if you don't mind. From what you're seeing right now, very quickly, tell us what should we be looking for on the phone, our phones, and what should we be watching out for?
Well, I personally just tried to get rid of all of the extra apps. That, you know, I don't need to have that. I don't need an app to show me how to, you know, shop at Walmart or to tell me what to do at Starbucks, you know. So I got rid of pretty much everything. I'm like almost to the point where I use my phone for speaking on the phone, and I know they're still listening in on that, you know, and I'll use it to, you know, text message, but I'm trying to do it where, like, I do my emails on a computer maybe and not on my phone. I don't know if it's any better, but I'm just trying to disengage with a lot of the convenience of it. And then, you know, I kind of said, how much time do you spend looking at your phone versus reading scripture? I mean, there's your preparedness
Amen. Absolutely. I would say, and I'm saying this very humbly for everybody, because I'm probably guilty too, you spend as equal time or more time on your phone than you do in the Word of God. I have no doubt. And in prayer. Folks, prayer is so important. What do we do with our free time? TV, phones. I mean, let's just tell the truth. Let's not get upset about it. Let's tell the truth. We are hooked on technology. That's just the way it is. Whether you like it or not doesn't change the truth, folks. It's the way it is. Let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, come on in and welcome.
Thank you, Pastor. I would like to say that the reception was outstanding and super clear. It lasted about 12 minutes.
Okay.
I've noticed that I can go out and I can sit in the stand with my bow, and I'll come back in and I'll be listening to shortwave, and I'll look out and there is a blimp sitting on top of the tree where the deer stand is. I had my phone in my pocket. I'm setting up a shortwave for a buddy of mine, just got out of the military. 20 minutes. We had a helicopter on top of the house. Same thing happened here at 2 o'clock Sunday listening to shortwave. And I could be sitting around with the smartphone with somebody else, and because I don't have one now, and we'll talk about L.L. Bean. And within minutes, we got L.L. Bean ads coming up. And when I had a smartphone, I would take permission away from my apps, and they would cut themselves right back on. And Cody Snodgrass said that when they went out and talked about doing black ops, when he was doing that for the U.S. government, he said they had to go out in the woods away from everything and cover their mouth under the trees because they could read their lips. And I believe that all these things are connected, and I believe that the smart grid, the electrical meters, I believe that they play a big part in this with the data collection and the repeater technology. And that's why we've got all this going on. And, I mean, they're reading this stuff in real time. Thank you, Stacy. I'm going to go and make room for others.
Wow. Good points. Good points. Anything that you want to add to that, Stacy?
No, I just don't want people to get overwhelmed. I get it. It's a big grid, and they're probably hooked into everything. They've been doing this a long time while we were asleep. But now that we're awake, you know, anything you can do, you know, okay, get rid of the Ring doorbell app. Get rid of the apps on your phone. Okay, take back control of your life, you know. Maybe be quiet and read and pray. You know, even doing like home worship services or something like that instead of always being online. I don't know. Whatever you can do, at least do something to try and go that way so that we can start to get some movement.
Well, you know, for years we've offered through our ministry here. We do a fellowship at a friend's home that we have for a studio. We air it on the internet. It goes all over the world. We got people watching from all over the world, and it's really a blessing. But nonetheless, we offer those teachings on DVD or CD. We prefer DVD because we show video sometimes. Then often people for home Bible studies, and dozens of people get those DVDs every month and have home Bible study with themselves and maybe a couple of their friends in. They come out of the 501c3 churches. They realize what they were doing and come out. They start the home fellowships. That's just the way the churches started back in the book of Acts. Started in homes. They couldn't go to synagogue because they were beaten, whipped, and kicked out. They couldn't go to church, so to speak. So they went to their home, started fellowshipping in Christ. We offer those folks. If you ever want the DVDs of that, I'm not trying to pawn off DVDs on you. I'm not. But we're seeing 4 hours of DVDs every month or CDs. To study at home with. And just don't forsake the assembling yourself together. Your family, your wife, your husband, your children, invite some friends over to folks' fellowship. Don't do these things online. This is not what Christ said to do. You come together as a family in Christ to worship Him and understand His ways and glorify Him. And get out of this technological trap we're in. And we're in it. We're all in it. Stacy, we're all in it, aren't we?
We are all in it, that's for sure.
And whether you have a smartphone or not, believe me, you're being tracked. Your car tracks you. Your regular phone even monitors what you're saying. Your hardline phone can then what's going on with that. This has been going on for years. It's good to get out of the system as best you can. Get out of it. Please do. But understand we're in the beast system up to our eyeballs already. It's time to start standing apart from the rest of the people and saying we're going to do it the way our Father wants us to do it. Caesar is not our king. Christ is our King. We're going to obey Him. We're down to the last about a minute and a half. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, I was going to say if I did put together this teaching into a video with a narrative and explaining the cyber warfare and the geofencing and spiritual warfare, so I know it was a lot for people to try and understand. So if you want to just go to Crazy Cat Drones, that's the name of my company, crazycatdrones.com. That's our website, and you can scroll through some of the pages, and you're looking for the video that's cyber versus spiritual warfare. And that might help you if you watch it again. And then you are free to give it to whoever.
All right, Stacy Stein, thank you so much, honey. I'll be in touch in the future. And please, if you hear anything that needs to get out to the people, give me a call, okay?
I will, Pastor Bush. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. It's been a blast. Thank you, folks. See you tomorrow night with a guest from Australia. We're going to talk to April Mead about what's happening in Australia from a first-hand, right on the boots on the ground scenario. See you tomorrow night.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.